Willie, a Limerick derby in the AIL, always tight games, but you managed to actually, I suppose, go against the grain in that regard. You managed to blow Shannon away there, especially in that second half, get the bonus point win. It's a sweet evening here in Tone Park.
It is. It's very pleasing. It was very close. Obviously, in the first 20 minutes, it was nip and tuck. In fairness to the lads, they stuck to what we wanted them to do. And we got two tries in the first half, which was excellent. Our biggest challenge then was the next block of 10 minutes in the second half, and we didn't really kick on, and we should have. We went to the corner a few times, missed our line out, but thankfully we took 3 points, and we went 20 points to 3, and then we just said we'd kick on from there, and thankfully the lads stuck to our process. We really ramped it up in the last 20, which we're very happy with, and to be fair, we've been working hard on that for the last couple of weeks as well, and it's just a testament to the lads that they stuck to it.
Yeah, what pleased you most about the performance? I mean, I thought the scrum at times was very dominant, but there was other elements of the game maybe that pleased you, but from your own point of view, what was the best thing about that performance?
Yeah, I think our attitude was excellent from the off. We're very professional. We just keep saying every week we want to get better. It's not about individual games, it's not about derbies, it's just getting better week on week, and we did that. We beat Clontarf at home, we went up to Trinity and beat last week, and we just wanted to kick on again this week. Scrums are a lottery, what goes on in there, but the most pleasing part was our shape, our attack. We kind of felt like we were rootless near the end. We kept going, and the scoreline kind of just, wow, I'm delighted with it.
Yeah, the main thing, I guess, in terms of the result, obviously you come to get the win first and foremost, but to get that bonus point with other results today, the sides in the top kind of continuing their good form, you have to stay in touch really with that top four coming into Christmas.
Yeah, we do. There's a few good teams ahead of us, but we've beaten two of them already ahead of us, so our confidence is good at the moment. And again, I reiterate, we're just trying to get better every week. I don't know what the table is like at the moment. That's our first bonus point of the season. For the last three games, we've got 3 tries. So we needed a point. We know the Dublin teams are getting those bonus points. They're ruthless in the last 10 minutes. They're kicking on. So in a way, looking back at that, it was 17-3 after 60 minutes, I think. So to kick on and get 32-3 at the end, it was very pleasing.
Yeah, the next couple of games, I think, are either side of Christmas, if I'm not mistaken, back-to-back against, it's Terenure, isn't it?
Yeah.
It doesn't get much harder than that, a side that are 100%, that are, as you say, picking up a lot of bonus points as well. But I guess this side have already proven this year that they can compete with the best home or away.
Yeah, 100%. If you look at Terenure, they beat Tarf away. I think it was 4 points in it. They beat Trinity today with a last-minute penalty. So they're all very close. Terenure are flying it. They're 8 from 8, I think. I'm not sure if it's 7 or 8 bonus points. They're the standard bearers. They've set the tempo. They're scoring about 35 points a game. We're well aware what the challenge is ahead of us, but we have a good challenge ahead of us. That's what we want. We want to be playing the top teams week in, week out. We rise to occasion, and we'll welcome to Tom Clifford Park next week and hopefully come out the right side.
Finally, we're out here in Tomlin Park, we're still out on the pitch here, the floodlights are still beaming down. How important is it for the continuation of the AIL and the club game that games like this are played here? I'm not sure what the attendance was, maybe it was probably north of 1,000 anyway, but really boisterous crowd, people coming down enjoying themselves. It's what the club game needs every now and again, a shot in the arm like that.
Oh, 100%. It's savage. I was brought up in the club game going to the AIL games back in the day with my two brothers. I haven't played actually in a derby in Limerick in quite a while. I think it's 10 years. And it was actually, I'll be honest, a Limerick derby especially. It was something that I haven't done in a while, and I was just looking around going, the crowd, you're feeding off the crowd as coaches. Players are as well, but as coaches, you're feeding off it. I'd love to know the numbers on it, but it badly needs these derbies, and it's great to have more Limerick clubs and money as well with us, because nights like that, these are the ones you look back at the end of the season and cherish, you know.